You, Mr. Chair, good afternoon, dear distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen, dear colleagues. It's my pleasure to share with you some remarks and to welcome you to this 22nd steering committee meeting of the PEP. When I talk with delegates, with people at conferences about our work, very often I can hear that the PEP, that's something special. The PEP has a very good reputation outside and inside because of the consistently high quality of work and the multitude of useful outputs that help the member states to improve their environmental governance and also for health. But I'm speaking only on behalf of the environmental part here. And also the partnerships that you have are a unique model that attract a lot of attention. That's why I would like to compliment you on the work done. You're really delivering high ambition or on high ambition on the vision that is enshrined in the Vienna Declaration and with the title Building Forward Better by Transforming to New, Clean, Safe, Healthy, and Inclusive Mobility and Transport. Now, also this year, a lot of outputs are presented to you for adoption, and they have also required long and hard work by the member states and stakeholders, and I would like to thank you for all that. We have, for example, the pleasure to adopt the Geneva Strategy on Transport, Health, and Environment, the Pan-European Master Plan on Walking that the Chair just mentioned, and also the document Sustainable Tourism Mobility. And as if that would not be enough, we have also the first draft on a new study on green jobs in transport. So you have a quite rich agenda for the coming days. And again, I would like to recall that none of these products that I have mentioned would have been possible without the leadership, the participation, and the support of member states, but also international organizations from inside and outside the UN system, and also from other stakeholders that are partnering with the PEP to deliver all these outputs. Highly appreciated. Now, let me share with you one small concern. Because of all this high quality and massive amount of outputs, we have to see that costs money. And money for us, that's the budget. And here I would like to mention that since 2023, only one country has contributed to the budget. Of course, we appreciate very much all the in-kind contributions. That is also worth a lot. But here also we have only four countries that are in the lead, that engage much more than others. And that is a situation that I would like you to reflect upon and maybe improve that a little bit, because the funds go steeply down, and if this situation prevails, so in some years we won't have any funds anymore. And that's why I would appreciate if pledges could be made by more countries than just Serbia. Serbia, many thanks for all your good financial contribution. We depend on you alone for the time being, so this should not be the case. Having said that, I think that your ambitious work plan and your visionary and effective approach for the next year will, if funding becomes stable and sustainable, will be the best basis for the implementation of the strategy that I hope will be adopted tomorrow, the work plan. And I wish all participants and you, Chair, a fruitful and successful meeting. Thank you.